Good morning, class. Welcome to Government Lessons for Form 3. Today, we are going to look at the African Unity. The African Unity, or in short, AU. The AU is an intergovernmental organization established in 2002 to replace the Organization of African Unity. So when the OAU was established in 1963, 39 years later, it was replaced by the African Unity in the year 2002. In the year 2000, a move to replace the OAU with the AU was spearheaded by the then Libyan leader, Colonel Muammar al-Gaddafi. The AU was to be more economic in nature, like the European Union. A constitutive act which provided for the establishment of the AU was ratified by 2/3 of the OAU's members and came into force on May 26, 2001 at Addis Ababa. After a transition period, the AU was launched on 9th July 2002 in South Africa to replace the Organization of African Unity. It has its headquarters in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Why was the AU established or created? So, objectives of the African Unity. Objective number one, to promote unity and solidarity of African states. To promote unity and solidarity of African states. So, the AU aimed at making sure all African continent or states are united under one umbrella so that they can promote the African solidarity to the entire world. Point two, to promote respect for human rights. To promote respect for human rights. They wanted all African states, all African leaders, to respect human rights of their people. So they actually don't want to see any leader infringing upon the rights and freedoms of its people. So leaders of member countries must make sure that they respect fully the human rights and freedoms that should be enjoyed by their people. So this organization was formed to promote respect for human rights and freedoms. Point three, to defend the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence of African states. To defend the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and independence of African state. This one was explained under the OAU. Point four, to promote democratic principles and good governance with member states. To promote democratic principles and good governance with member states. When you say democratic principles, it includes the operation of rule of law, independence of the judiciary, independence of the media, periodic free and fair elections, independence of the electoral commission, and so on and so forth. So they wanted all member states to make sure it inculcates or it goes by these various democratic principles in its governments. and hence it results in good governance in the member states. To promote peace, security, and stability of the African continent. To promote peace, security, and stability of the African continent. So the organization aimed at making sure that there is enough peace, there is enough security, and there's enough political stability of the African continent. So they don't want war. So they wanted to protect and then stabilize the African continent. That's one objective of the AU. Point five, to promote and defend African position on important global issues. To promote and defend Africans' position on important global issues. Whenever there is an global issue under discussion, Africans will take one position, and for them to defend that position that they have taken, then they need an organization. They need a comprehensive unit so that they can defend their position. So they form the AU so that whenever there's a global issue under discussion, the Africans can defend their position on that important global issue. To promote gender equality among peoples in Africa. To promote gender equality among peoples in Africa. They wanted all peoples in Africa to be equal, whether you are a male, whether you are a female, or you are what? We are all equal. That's why somebody will say that what men can do, women can also do even better. So the AU wanted to create a platform whereby all gender, male and female, will be equal when it comes to the African continent. Now, let's look at the principles of the AU. The AU is operated under certain principles, certain guidelines that they operate under, like what we discussed under the UN. So the AU is also having some principles that they operate under. Principle number one, the sovereign equality and interdependence among member states. So all member states are sovereign, so they are all equal. So there's no way one member state is more powerful than the other, because we are all sovereign state. You're all independent state, so we are equal. So we don't cheat on the other member state. Also, all member states depend on each other. All member states depend on each other. So meaning when a member state calls for your assistance, you must be ready to offer that assistance to that member state. So all member states, we all depend on each other for survival. That's what we mean, sovereign equality and interdependence among member states. Principle number two, the respect of borders existing on achievement of independence. So all member states must respect the border lines that says that we must achieve what? Independence for African states. So you must respect the borders existing on achievement of independence of African states. So when you are an independent state, you must also help one country or one other state to achieve its what? Independence as well. So that is one other principle. You must respect that borders existing on achievement of independence. Principle number three, the participation of the African people in the activities of the AU. The participation of the African people in the activities of the AU. What this principle means is that all African people must be ready to support, to assist, and to participate in the activities of the African unity. You must be ready when you are called upon to support the AU. You must be ready to participate in the activities of the AU. When it comes to meetings, when it comes to discussions, when it comes to parliament, you must be ready to support the activities of the EU. Point 4, the establishment of a common defense policy for the African continent. The establishment of a common defense policy for the African continent. So, this organization was, this union was established so that the Africans will get a common defense policy, a common defense, so that they can defend their policy as an African continent. So, when it comes to the global issue, when it comes to global matters, the Africans can have a common defense policy. This is our policy to defend African continent, and then we will go by that. To promote gender equality. I've explained that one under the objectives to promote gender equality. Point 5. To respect democratic principles, human rights, the rule of law, and good governance. The respect for democratic principles, human rights, rule of law, and good governance. I've also explained that already. And then last point, the peaceful resolution of conflicts among member states. The peaceful resolution of conflicts among member states. So the organization also is operated under the principle that where there's any conflict, where there's any dispute, where there's any misunderstanding, it must be resolved peacefully or through arbitration or diplomatic means. So no member state will use force on other member states. So when there's any agreement, when there's any disagreement, when there's any conflict, the organization will resolve that conflict peacefully or through arbitration or diplomatic means. These are some of the principles that the AU operates under. The next time we meet, we will discuss the organs of the organs of the AU, the achievements and then failures of the African Unity. Thank you very much for your time. Stay safe and stay blessed. Thank you.